Mike Milbury today on the Greg Hill Show here on WEEI. Pressure's on the Bruins now.
Sure is.
Their locker room. Excuse me, it's hockey, Keith. I didn't mean to disrespect it around a well-sourced hockey reporter like yourself. Dressing room.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know what you were talking about. The dressing room where they put on the sweaters.
Yes, 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 yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
They throw their buckets on their head.
Where the club puts on their sweaters.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The club.
It's club, Keith.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, they're playing the hockey club of Utah tomorrow night.
They are. That's true.
Yeah.
They grab their twigs, throw on their buckets.
Right. No doubt.
With their sweaters.
Yeah.
The pressure's on Sweeney. The pressure's on Neely. The pressure is on the entire dressing room. Who's the most pressure on there, Keith?
I mean, I would look at the star guys on the team. I don't think it's Sacco. Now, Sacco might be short-lived. Oh. He's the interim coach. I put him to the side. It's
nothing,
like, whatever. Like,
nothing to lose.
No.
You coach out the rest of the year, probably. If you're good, maybe you keep the job. And if not, you're on to the next one.
Like, with all sports, don't you just point to the best players, especially when the best players are the highest-paid players?
Okay.
So I would say Pastrnak, Swayman.
McAvoy.
Marchand.
Marchand?
Yeah.
Just because he's in a leadership role.
He's the captain.
He's not as highly paid, exactly, but he's still a highly paid player on the team, not as high as those other guys.
Like, it's frustrating.
And he's the captain.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
So out of that list, who's got the most pressure on
Probably Swayman.
It's Swayman.
Right?
It is.
It was he's not the reason, the sole reason the team is kind of treading water and, like, they're at where they're at right now, but it was the biggest story in the offseason. He wasn't ready to start game one of the year. You could argue if he was even ready to start game two, which is the first game that he did start. And he's just had a horrible season. And if you're paying the goalie as much money as they're paying the goalie, you expect top five results. Like, you expect him to be one of the best in the league, and he hasn't been. Like, the whole team has played bad. Like, to Mike Milbury's point, nobody's playing great. Like, nobody's playing, like, way over their skis. So, like, if they can just get back to their level, maybe they'll be all right. In fact, most guys are playing below what you would think.
Yep.
But, like, yesterday, so, you know, we were looking at Charlie Coyle's season, Pavel Zacha's season, Elias Lindholm's season. None of them have been good. But still, at the end of the day, it's about the four best players on the team. Like, they have four clear-cut best players on the team. They're going to be the ones that have to carry them out of this funk that they're in. And I don't know. I think they're all really good. Like, I think that they should be able to do that. But, I mean, Swayman might be the most concerning of the group. Pastrnak has to be more consistent. Like, he needs to be able to, like, the guy's like a 50-60 goal scorer in the NHL. Like, he needs to be, he can't have these big droughts. He needs to be scoring, like, every other night. Like, that's what you need to expect out of him.
The most pressure, and I agree with you, it's more on the players than Sweeney and Neely, but let's get to them in a moment.
Okay.
The most pressure is on the players, and the most is on Swayman. Like,
yeah.
We got text 37937. Did they trade the wrong goalie? I mean, Allmark's been brutal in Ottawa as well, but I would give him the edge. He's got a 299 goals against versus a 347 goals against. They have the same save percentage,
I mean,
884.
Not many are worse than Swayman.
No, and Allmark's on a terrible team.
Yes.
In fairness, the Bruins are underachieving, but they should be a good team.
Mm-hmm.
So, or at least, you know, a playoff team. So I would give Allmark the edge, but, like, this idea that you regret trading Allmark to me is nonsense. He was never trustworthy. You can only play him half the time, and he's been bad too. But Swayman, I think, has largely skated because we're constantly talking about Jim Montgomery, his job security, how long is he going to be here, why haven't they fired him yet, et cetera, et cetera. So now the pressure goes to him. He's the face of it.
Yeah.
Pastrnak's going to get blowback. Yep. McAvoy, Marchand's the captain of the team. Like, all those guys are going to get increased scrutiny. But get ready, really ready, for it to turn on Swayman. You wanted this money. You got your money. The coach is gone. The team is floundering. He's going to be the guy who gets a lot of the blowback. If they don't turn it around.
Do you keep playing him the same clip that he's been playing?
Yes.
So he has played 14 of the games thus far. He's on pace for...
Yeah, it's on him to turn it around.
57?
I'm not playing him half the time again. I'm not doing that.
I mean, not for the whole season, but he's been so
just
bad.
Just for the stretch?
Like, I wonder, like, is that something that Sacco can do? Because Montgomery already changed the lines a million times.
Yep.
So I don't think Sacco's going to come in and be like, I got a new idea for a line combination. It's like, we've kind of seen most of them. I don't know if that's been the difference. The big reason why, and Sweeney even talked about it in the preseason, they traded Swayman or they traded Ullmark and kept Swayman. Both guys wanted to play 55 games, which they haven't done yet. And right now, Swayman's on pace for 57. So, like, right there with him. I wonder if you... And both of those guys, let's face it, had their most success when they would kind of ping pong.
Yep.
And they would every other game kind of thing. So I wonder Not that by any means you want to do that for a guy you're paying $8.25 million.
Yeah,
or by any means you want to go into next season and do it. But I wonder, does that help him get out of this funk?
Is there value in fixing him in the meantime and then you can lean back in once he's fixed?
I would consider it.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I just personally...
Because Korpisalo hasn't actually been that bad, and he's been better than Swayman.
He's been better than Swayman. He's been better than Omar. He, out of those three goals, he's been the best.
Wins. Like, you just need to pile up wins. Yeah. I know you want to fix Swayman, and part of part of me thinks... All right, you're just a good player. Like, you need to figure it out, so you need to figure it out on the ice. But I don't know, 14 games into the year, he hasn't looked very good.
What are you hearing? It's not a scoop, but it's not a scoop.
It's not a scoop.
What are you hearing again?
Folks, that they want to make roster moves. They're not content with just a head coach firing, that there might be more on the way. And again, I don't know how to read that. I don't know if that means
They're buying, blowing it up on the season, right.
Or they we've seen enough and let's move on.
Well, look, knowing what we know about the Jacobs family and knowing what we know about playoff streaks and playoff appearances and things of this nature, and knowing that they're frustrated about the team underachieving with all the money they're spending on it, my guess is they're looking to add, but that's just a guess.
Yeah.
I don't see them blowing it up. I don't see them trading Marchand in the final year of his deal. I don't see them moving Pasternak or McAvoy or big ticket guys like that. Maybe more mid-roster players they could move. They could try to turn things around to change the mix in the dressing room, which maybe isn't great.
I mean, you could do that. Like, but Trent Frederick, for example, is a free agent at the end of the year. And so a lot of their – and I don't know if you would call him a core guy or not. I like Trent Frederick. He'll sock you in the mouth and maybe score 20 goals.
I also like Frederick.
I like him a lot. I think he's a solid player. But if you're looking at guys that have been on the team for a little bit and you're trying to change stuff – and that are not under contract for a while. Like, Pasternak is under contract for a long time. McAvoy, Hampus Lindholm, Brandon Carlo, who, by the way, I wouldn't mind if they got rid of him, but he's at least on. These guys are all under contract for a long time. And Trent Frederick isn't. And so who knows? Like, if they've even tried to extend him and maybe that hasn't gone the way that they wanted to, he might be one guy that moves. A guy that is out there a lot, and you're like, all right, at least we're sort of changing the chemistry on and off the
ice. Right, maybe you're just trying to change the mix to get more out of the team. Yep. I could see something like that. Carlo's another good name. Yep. And there have been reports that teams are interested in Frederick. I mean, that's been reported. Teams are interested in him. Mm-hmm. You don't know that the Bruins want to move him, but there are reports that Frederick could be a guy that could move or at least have interest throughout the league. So that would make sense. I highlighted March 7th. I'm like, okay, that's the trade deadline. You've made your coaching move. Now it's time to sort this out. Or the pressure is going to ratchet up on Sweeney, Neely, the roster. Keith seems to think it could happen much more quickly
sooner.
Than that.
I mean, March 7th is... part of me thinks, all right, you changed the coach. Let's see if that changes things. Let's see if that changed things for the sparks the team at all. But it might end up being more than that because if, you know, you wait till March 7th, that's a ton of games. Yeah. If you think about that, it's like 3 months of games.
It's a long
time. They might want to do something a little bit sooner.
You can jump in, 617-779-7937. We're not Bruins all day. We will be getting to the Celtics as well. Huge win for them last night in the NBA Cup over the previously undefeated Cleveland Cavaliers. So you can jump in there. What's next for the Bees? Are they buying? Are they selling? And what do you do with Sweeney and Neely? Are they now on the hot seat? Again, you can jump in there. I like the text line, Keith. A lot of guessing as to your source.
Yeah, I'll never tell you.
Did somebody call in the Greg Hill Show and say...
That they were?
Well, no, I thought they said something about your connection to Don Sweeney. I thought
we went to the same high school.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not at the same time. Big Sweeney's a little older than me.
So you guys were not?
No. I don't think...
Your class ring is different years.
Yeah. I've probably interviewed him twice in my life. It's not Sweeney.
So you're going on the record and saying it's not Sweeney.
Yeah. Although maybe I've said too much.
That is something that you would say if it were Sweeney. It's not. Good Don point. Sweeney. That's a good point.
Good point. You're right.
I don't know that I can buy that.
Never tell you. I'm like with Wiggy. Greg was trying to get me to say.
People think it's Seabass.
Which is also, I feel like I'm not being treated the same way as Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport. When you have Ian Rappaport on the show, or Schefter. So Schefter's on today with Arcan Hart.
Uh-huh.
When he breaks a story, they're like, who's your source?
Who is it?
No, they're just like, okay, that's happened.
Can you confirm or deny Dubs985 in the Twitch chat says it's Blades?
I'll never say a word.
Okay. Well, I think we're getting closer to the truth.
I'm taking it to the grave.
Is what we're doing. You can chat along on
old Blades, not new Blades.
/BossaNova. It's a past Blades.
The big bear.
You can chat along Twitch.tv.
The one that didn't hit on your wife.
Yeah, that's exactly. Right. No, that was lucky.
That was Lucky. That was my friend's wife, and that was the old Lucky, and I think he probably had some issues. The new Lucky, I think, is a good guy. The old Lucky, though, bad guy.
Well, let's be honest. You're never going to trust another Lucky again after that.
No, I can't.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And I was like, oh, I got to fight this guy now? Like, this is not what I want to do on a Actually, it was a St. Patrick's Day parade, so I was probably ready to fight
at some point.
And a drop of a hat.
Again, you can chat along on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also watch Jonathan doing phenomenal work again. I would be sweating a little bit if I were Terp.
Well, if I was Terp, I wouldn't even show up anymore.
Doing phenomenal work with some of the memes he's got going on, the scoop in the ice cream. Yeah. What did he have?
I texted this morning, asked him a question, show-related. Hasn't answered yet.
Wow.
Jeez.
So I think we need to move on from Terp.
You're on
he
went all the President's Men. That's what it was. Woodward and Bernstein.
I don't know what I did to earn my way into that, but I'll take it.
You helped clarify things yesterday on the show. Yeah. That was good stuff.
Am I Bernstein? I guess that makes me Bernstein.
Yeah, I'll be Woodward.
Yeah, I think Woodward is who you want to be
Bernstein. I think the Bernstein Bears.
So you can jump in on the Bruins. Don Sweeney's scheduled to speak later today. You'll hear it right here on WEEI. Meanwhile, can anybody beat the Celtics in the East? Doesn't look that way.
No.
We'll get to it next.